Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 989, for Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. This is the Buzz List Edition, a bi-monthly look at the most anticipated games based on the wish lists of Board Game Geek users. This list is compiled by Doug Faust, whose BGG username is Frim, P-H-R-I-M. And this data is from, yesterday. There are two new entries in the top 10 this time around. Falling out are from number 3, Unconscious Mind, and from number 1 to number 16, Civolution. So we have a new number 1. After two times at number 8, down to 10, Flow, by Henry Audubon, Johnny Pack, and Yoma, published by Pika Games, with a buzz score of 1,528. It's actually a decline of 35, though it has added 10 owners to go to 139. Though its Kickstarter project has not yet arrived. In fact, it was supposed to be due in June of next year and is now shifted to late 2025. This is the fifth time in the top 10 for Flow. Our first new entry climbs from 12 to 9, The Fellowship of the Ring Trick-Taking Game, by Brian Bornmuller, published by Office Dog, with 1,548, 20 more than Flow, a gain of 158, and it has over 200 owners. It is due to see wide release in January. After two times at number 10, climbing up to number 8 is Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with a buzz score of 1,549, 1 more than The Fellowship of the Ring, a gain of 60, and its fourth time on the list, it is due to be released in the middle of next year. Repeating at number 7, Saltfjord, by Christian Amundsen Ostby and Eilif Svensson, published by Aporta Games, with a buzz score of 1,555. That's a decline of 52. It's also only 6 more than Vantage and 7 more than The Fellowship of the Ring, only 27 more than Flow, so pretty tight here in these bottom 4 positions. However, a decline of 50, after having added 400 owners to go to nearly 700, is very impressive. It's due to be released in Europe in January, but in the U.S. not until the middle of next year. Our highest new entry is at number 6, after being at number 21 back in, August, 13 in October. Now it's up 7 more to number 6. World Order, by Vangelis Bahirtakis and Barnabas Timotio, published by Hegemonic Project Games, with a buzz score of 1,608, 53 more than Saltfjord, a gain of 230. It does have 94 listed owners, but its Kickstarter is not due to deliver until October of next year. That is the latest game that we have in the top 10, if you don't count Flow, which is just late 2025. At number 5 is the longest-running game that we have currently in the top 10, and one of the longest-running games we've ever seen. Aridia, The Paths We Dare Tread, by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games, with a buzz score of 1,696, 88 more than World Order. That's a gain of 55, also tax on a few more owners to go to about 360. Its Kickstarter is still due to deliver next month. Number 4, a 5-position climb in its second time on the list, Dune Imperium Bloodlines, by Phil Amelon, Andy Clautis, Paul Denon, and Caleb Vance, published by Direwolf, with a buzz score of 1,767, 71 more than Aridia, gain of 272, has nearly 200 owners listed, and it is due to be released in the first quarter of next year. Climbing 1 from 4 to 3 in its third time on the list, SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with a buzz score of 1,806, 39 more than Bloodlines. That's a decline of 69, but it was released at Essen, so it has added over 2,000 owners. So a decline of only 69 on 2,000 owners is very impressive. In fact, it now has over 3,100 owners. It is on 4,935 wish lists. That's where the buzz score comes from. The number of wish lists minus the number of owners is the buzz score. So very impressive to have a buzz score way up at 1,800 with so many owners. We should be seeing wide release soon, I would guess. Also climbing one spot from last time, in its seventh time on the list, at number two is Galactic Cruise by T.K. King, Dennis Northcott, and Colton Thompson, published by Kinson Key Games, with a buzz score of 1,977, 171 more than SETI, a gain of 11. It also gained 19 owners. Its Kickstarter is due to deliver in February. And moving up one more spot to number one, Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with a buzz score of 2,234. 257 more than Galactic Cruise. It's actually a decline of 186. It did add over 120 owners, but that still means 60 people removed it from their wish list and didn't consider it added as a game they own. It does have over 200 owners, though. Its Kickstarter has run and is due to deliver in September of next year. For Wednesday, December 18th, 2024.